Hello, sir.
Oh, hi. Is this John?
Yeah, this is John.
Hi, John. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm fine, dear. I'm not going to renew my membership right now.
So that's why I'm calling, because we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 20th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for that amount because, you know, come October 20th, it would reoccur to $498, and it will continue to do so until this settles. But let me ask you, how come you're wanting to not continue?
Because I wasn't getting any response from any clients. And I was waiting and checking the dashboard and everything else for about 2 months. And I wasn't getting anything. I had it reoccurring on one of my credit cards, and thinking that if I did some work for somebody on it, I could keep that card filled up where that account would be able to come off of it every month.
I see.
So,
okay.
So what I got to do is I got to put some money on that card, that account there with that card, so this payment could get clear and I could cancel this account. But I won't be able to do it until next week.
Okay. One thing I'd like to do for you, only because I see that in the short time that the account was active with us, you already had been seen on the first page of Google 85 times, and you had some Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you were right at the cusp of where it was going to start really exploding and doing some solid things for your business, and that's when we were having, you know, some trouble with the payments. So everything kind of went into suspension. When an account's in suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done on it, and that could be affecting the rankings. So I could try to, just to make things a little bit more affordable for you, John, is I could ask them if they would allow me to put you into friends and family pricing, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly, okay? Now, my intention in doing that is so that you can get the payment, you know, hopefully a little bit sooner than later, because right now, although your website is still up and running, there's a big orange banner at the top of the site that says the information here is no longer being updated, and that's just because we're having trouble with the payment. So once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes off the site within one business day, and it's fully functional again. So, you know, my only fear is that if a potential client sees that, they might think that you're out of business or something and, you know, try to call the next guy. So
Another
thing I can do to help you out kind of on the back end is, let's say that you were able to do the $149 today and settle that. I would push the next billing out all the way till November 3rd. Because I don't want you to have two payments close together. So, of course, you know, you're still on a month-to-month program. If, you know, come November 3rd, you're still not seeing some solid results, you can call us and cancel. You wouldn't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you'll see a strong impact, only because right when things started showing up pretty solidly in the dashboard, that's when we were having trouble with the payment. Another thing that will help you, and I can actually assist you with this, John, is I'm noticing on your Google listing, currently you have 0 reviews, and that could be affecting your conversion. So what I could do is compose of an email, and it would say, you know, thank you for using Mitchell's Home Repairs, and if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. How much you say that is? 140?
149. I could put you into the friends and family package. That would at least save you $100 a month. You know what I mean?
Okay. And that's for the settled account now?
Yep. That'll settle the account. Absolutely.
Okay. And
I'm not supposed to, you know, reduce it, but I will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, but I'm trying to get it straight now. There's just so much traffic and you'll never know when to check on it and find out what's going on, because with the other sites, I usually have these people just locate me and then call the phone number or something. I'm not going around. I'm going to wait till you finish. And then once they locate me and call my number, it would be very easy for me to give them information that they need for services. But other than that, whenever you're ready, I got a card for you here.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, John. Still the same billing address on Buttercup Drive?
Yeah, same billing address. Yeah. This is a one-time payment on this card because I don't hardly keep anything on it like meaningful.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, 4411-0355. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm sorry. That's the wrong card. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
4427-4255-2524-9666.
Expiration
1028.
1028, and then the little code on the back?
717.
717, okay. And like I said, I'm going to get the authorization, and I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days. So you're going to be paid in full all the way till November 3rd. And then
okay.
I already sent you that review generator email. So do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
When you look at it, it's pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, just feel free to call me. And as a side note, go ahead.
When you get a chance, send me an update on a dashboard so I could make sure to go in there and check on it.
I will. The login, right? The login for the dashboard?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not trying to squeeze past this guy to get no gas. I need to get some gas. I'm out on a delivery now. I'm a process server, too. I don't need to get a website for that. I need to get another website for my financing, though. But right now, I can't wait. I can't afford to start getting that done. But I have two websites already, and I know they're pretty much going to just build me another website or something like that. So, this old man going in the fucking stove. I'm trying to get some gas. I'm going way to Raceland. It's about 30 minutes out or 45 minutes out, and I got my wife and my daughter with me.
Oh wow!
And
so,
I'm just taking them along for a ride. I'm taking them along for a ride. Go ahead, dear.
How old is your daughter?
She just made 10 on the 1st of the month. And my birthday is on the 28th, of this month. So we in the same month.
Oh, you're October babies. That's cool.
Yeah. I'm on the 1st and she's on the 28th. I mean, she's on the 1st and I'm on the 28th.
Yeah.
And my wife waited. Yeah.
She waited
since
the 1st to become
an October baby. I waited long enough.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I like that age.
Yeah.
10 years old, that's a fun age. My granddaughter is almost turning 9, but it's really fun.
Oh, believe
me, she
done already started being excited with the fun. She's more than excited
really?
With the fun. I got my hands
my
full.
Goodness.
I mean, me and my wife, we've been going to Disney World just about every year. So, since she's been born. But we trying to get things straightened out now with the budget and everything else where we could take her this time when it starts getting a little cooler around November, pretty close to December. This time she deserves a Christmas Disney World, and that's what we're going to try to do is get it on there around Christmas this year.
Ooh, that's the prettiest time. I love it.
So,
that's
I'm working very hard on the site plus all the contracting work on the side. I haven't been taking nobody else's jobs on besides the ones that I'm dealing with. And a lot of these people, they barely show up because I got about two or three networks that I'm dealing with that gives me other jobs as well. And I've been getting a lot of return customers. So that's what's been keeping me afloat besides the new website. So I'm trying to get the new website going, and I can pick up clients, but I have to go into that dashboard and see where these clients are. So that's the only problem with that is I have to go to the dashboard and see where fill up these.
Well, when they fill out the lead, John, it will come to your email and your text letting you know there's a lead coming through. But I want to let you know most people don't even get to that point because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to your website for immediate contact and they're going to call you directly. But there will be a couple of one-off situations here and there where maybe they're at work or they're with family and they can't call you right that second. Then, you know, they can plug their information into the form and you get notified that there's a lead. One quick thing I want to ask you before I let you go is I put this card in here and you said it was for a one-time payment. Do you want me to go back and switch it to the other card for next month?
Go ahead.
Leave this
switch.
One?
No, don't.
Okay.
No, don't.
So
don't
I don't
switch
have.
It. Don't switch it back. Leave it on that one because if everything starts coming through. You may not even get a call, and I'll just go ahead and let it come out, okay?
Yeah,
and,
let it keep going because you're gonna see really good.
I'm gonna give.
Now that
I mean,
coming into the
at that price, I would be happy with keeping everything going. With
good.
That friends
I'm so
and
glad
family
I was
package.
Able to help you.
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
I'm
you're
happy.
Convincing. I mean, whether you know it or not, I'm under a lot of push right now. I got to go do this serve, and I also inspect for the loan inspecting for renovations and wholesaling, the house slippers. I'm an inspector for the lender where I can go and try to get these guys inspected from 0 to 100 on each part of the property project where they can get another draw to keep going. So this thing I'm into with this contracting, it goes a long way besides me having my own site and getting some very beautiful people that I work for doing this work. And I've got some beautiful people nobody could ever imagine that called me to do some work because the reputation I've got with the business is I don't collect nothing until the work is finished. I go out and I give you a free estimate. I talk you through the steps, material, and the process of the work getting done, then give you a price that's quotable. I don't want you to just take my price and say, well, that's okay, I'll think about it. I want to know what may not be right. Do I need to lower it a little bit, or work with you on it and everything else, and then, do
absolutely.
It for that price for you. Because I let them know it's not the money, it's the job. You have the right people. You want to have the right people doing the job for you, you know?
Yes.
So That's what I tried to get them to understand about this work getting done. So, that's supporting my business as well as trying not to talk them into something, you know? So, I'm doing the best I can with the company. There's a lot of work out here. A lot of guys just know how to get it and keep it and deal with people instead of just saying they want something and if they don't get it. Well, that's just it. You know, I'll do something else. You know, it ain't no doing something else, man. You go so far to get a job all the way from your house to somebody else's house. You want to be prepared adequately for that. You want to look good and you want to go there and be professional with it, you know? settle for the right options all the time, you know? So, I mean, I'll keep this thing going. So, whatever I can make off of this, not just these, but the other companies that I'm dealing with, I'll try my best to keep the funds in the account where I could keep this account going at that price, because I had the other guy call me, and I forgot his name, but it's better to have been talking to you anyway now. So, I mean, a woman's got that.
Oh, you made my day. That's so
sweet,
Sean.
Yeah, you got that convincing,
thank you.
That convincing conscience that make me real conscious about the thing, because I did a lot to get the website built. I'm just worried about the traffic, and that's something I don't have to worry about. So I want to see if we can go ahead and get this thing working, dear.
Okay, yeah, I'll send a note over to the technicians to, you know, do some performance updates behind the scenes for you. And then later when you get home, just, you know, send out that review generator email here and there. Once you get those 5 stars, it's going to really help your conversion. And anybody that has a Gmail account can fill that out. So even if it's like a friend or a relative, I don't recommend that they lie, you know, if they know your business and they haven't used you, you know, not to say, oh, Mitchell's Home Repairs.
Well, and
did a great service, but they can vouch for you. They can say Mitchell's Home Repair is a trusted business in the community, and don't hesitate to call them, and they can put 5 stars up there. And that's true. Mm-hmm. You know, they can put that in there all day long. So, yeah, forward that to anybody that you think will give you those 5 stars, and that will help you, okay?
Okay, dear. I will.
All right. And then next time we talk, I want to hear about that Disney World trip. I know you're going to make it. So, you know, Christmas time is around the corner.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah, a late birthday celebration for both of you, right?
Yeah, well, for her, like I say, it's her birthday all the time. Every day I'm with this thing. So that's my only daughter, and her she's being homeschooled. She's being homeschooled from a college. She's in a college all the way till she's graduated
at
home.
Smart.
So, she's very smart.
That's
amazing. I mean, that's great.
Well, good for you.
You know?
You and your wife raised a smart cookie. I love it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of ways to make the value work for her, not the future, you know? You make the value work, we got her future plan. She just better not change it. You know,
exactly.
Her future's plan. He better not change it, and don't let the value go to her head, because
exactly. She has to stay humble, right?
Yeah.
Well, lovely talking to you, John. Have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
I will, dear. You guys have a good weekend up there.
Thank you for calling.
I will. Thank you so. Oh yes, you are a smart cookie. Have a great late birthday celebration with your mom and dad, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.